This is Normie from ZombieCast and Knuckleballer Radio, and you're listening to Sean from Horribly Awkward.
This is Aaron from The Hollywood Outsider, and thanks for listening to Horribly Awkward. You're going to feel uncomfortable when this is all over.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers Podcast, and you're listening to IAMS on Horribly Awkward, motherfucker.
This is Scott with the Gaming Outsider Podcast, and you're listening to Horribly Awkward. It's not horrible, but it definitely is awkward.
Hey, this is Faye at Faye Plays on Twitter, and this is Horribly Awkward.
This is Inspector Gidget from the XD Experience. You should totally check out Horribly Awkward. Sean is the man.
Dude, hey, Matt, come here. Dude, look at this paper I found. I mean, can you read this?
Man, what is that? I can't even tell that font. What is that? Is that winding?
I think it's a spell. I don't know. Someone may have been wearing this. Maybe it's just a part of someone's costume. Maybe they walked around with a spell. Why would they walk around? I don't know. Can you read it? Read the words.
Dardos ex Dardos. Toad face.
Stop. My
toad face.
Oh my god.
Your breath.
Holy cow. Oh my
god.
Dude, there's something coming out of your ear. It's another ear.
Another ear's coming out of my ear? I thought I got this problem fixed last year. One second.
Sorry. Yeah, take that. What are you doing? Don't pull on it so hard, dude. I think it's part of you. Matt. Dude. Calm down. This is all a joke, man. Wake up.
Oh, okay.
Dude, wake up.
Oh, Sean.
Wake up. Are you okay?
Yeah, I started reading that paper and things started happening. Are you okay?
I don't know. Are you having a nightmare or something, man? I couldn't figure it out, but you're pulling on your ear. This is dumb. I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, it's Halloween, man. We gotta try new things, like reading random pieces of paper off the ground.
It's June 32nd. It's not Halloween.
32nd?
It's June 32nd, man.
We live in a world where there's June 32nd. What world is this?
Yeah, well, it's a couple days into July, but I call it the 32nd of June.
Do you just call every day after June 31st like June 109th? Or?
Yeah, dude. Okay, man. You want to do some podcasting?
All right, might as well. My ear hurts, but I think I can hear you okay.
Let's do it. You want to do some? Let's get awkward. You ready to get awkward?
Let's get awkward!
Let's do it.
Let's get awkward.
Horribly awkward.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 7 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, as always, another podcast and another fantastic freaking guest. You can't believe what I got going today. This is going to be fan-freaking-tastic. Anyways, guest, be quiet, man. I didn't introduce you. You got to be quiet.
All right.
I just want to say thank you for downloading and listening. If you're listening on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. And if you're listening on iTunes, rate and review, please. For some reason, that stuff helps. You can reach out to me at awkward_podcast on Twitter or just search Horribly Awkward. You can send me email at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. You can find my Facebook page. I got a Facebook page, so like it. Give it that little thumbs up and then whatever. Just go there and do that. That'd be amazing. I'm giving you a thumbs up right now. You can't tell because
I can see it.
Yeah, you can see it. Yes, I told you to shut up.
Sorry, man. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Anyways, you guys, they call me Imes. Well, I'm Sean. They call me Imes if you want to do some video gaming and all that stuff. Or find me Sean Imes Fuller on Facebook. You can leave me a voicemail at 510-600-3475. I do have a voicemail to play tonight, and guests might like it.
Okay.
Guests might like it. That was a dumb
thing. I'm waiting for your cue to talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the cue to talk. On today's show, you guys, I should start the show off like this. 5, 4, 3, 2, live from somewhere out in Canada. Ah, I'm just playing. Here we go, you guys. From Video Game Outsiders on the Riotcast Network, from the Guinness World Records Gamers Edition, ZombieCast, upcoming voice actor on Ted Bracewell's Combat Kids, which is a fantastic freaking cartoon.
That is taking off, man.
Breaking Bad Cast. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, before someone tanked it. But that was not... Yeah, Breaking Bad cast was the bomb.
From the polite streets of Canada. Do you know those?
Yep, they're my streets, man.
Hey, look at you guys. Check it out. Mitchell Bradley.
Okay.
Matt Bradford. Bradford is here.
Finally. We have been planning this for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, a little. So I've been trying to get you on. It's hard to get you on the Horrible Gamers, but here, I get to do a little one-on-one, so this is even better.
This is more my style. You know what? I love your Horrible Gamers, but I'd rather not talk about video games for once on a podcast. So this is ideal.
So what you been playing good. And what you been drinking?
What have I been playing? God damn it. For reals?
No, No, let's not get into it.
I want to talk about video games.
the video game outside. But hey, seriously, no joke, dude. When I first found out about podcasting about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it might have been 5 years, man. I found out Stitcher Radio. So I'm looking at Stitcher Radio. I found the Joe Rogan podcast, which is number one. I was listening to that. I listened to like every episode he had. And one day I was like, I wonder if they make podcasts about video games. So I put in video games in the search bar on Stitcher. The first one that pops up, Video Game Outsiders. You see that crazy picture with John and Michelle. And I don't know if Kyle was back in it back then.
I think I was there 5 years ago.
It was right before you started.
Maybe. Yeah, that might have been the cusp.
Yeah, right. It was because I remember Kyle was on there. Did you guys ever overlap?
Yeah, we overlapped for a good year, I think, before he left.
Okay, yeah, you might have been on it. But I've been listening ever since, dude. You guys are like literally the first video game podcast I found, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. And that's not even a joke, man. I'm not trying to hump your leg here.
Then what's that feeling on my leg right now?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm just kidding. No, I mean that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, your show has so much energy, man. I've been inspired by it. It took me a long time to get a podcast started, but it's very inspiring for a guy like me.
Yeah, man. Well, here you are. Now you got two podcasts going, and you know all of us now. At All Games, we all talk about the Sean.
The Sean? Yeah, you're talking about Sean Freeman.
Well, that's the Sean, yeah, but you're the other the Sean, where I was like, hey, have you been on that guy's podcast? He's a cool dude.
Yeah, that's amazing. You guys, like All Games, man, sends lots of love. And then now you're on the right cast, man. That's like a big step for you guys. And I got a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
You guys went to Riotcast. You and John always, like, you always get up in each other's shit, get pissed off. There's a lot of tension there, man. It gets fun. It gets fun
for the listeners. It's real tension, too.
I know. Yeah, one time I sent you a message, I remember, like, dude, is this stuff real or is this like a show?
I get that message a lot from people.
I was like, I wonder, man. But like, ever since you guys went to Riotcast, what happened, man? You guys are like all bros now.
You know what I think it is? We had our last episode on All Games, and that was for real. Like, I thought I was kicked off the show at the end of that show. Like, that wasn't a shtick. Like, we actually got in a really big fight at the end of the last episode. So I think, like, both of us just kind of reset for Riotcast. Yeah. We realized, like, we don't want to get to that point again. So we kind of calmed down. But, you know, there's still tension, and that's what makes a show. We still butt heads. There'll always be times of peace, and then it'll kind of ramp up into the we're annoying each other thing again, and then there'll be a big fallout, and so it goes in waves. I think the arguments are they're definitely not over. That's for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next one, dude. It's exciting. Dude. We do it on our show too. We have a couple guys who constantly argue about stuff. It's fun.
That's good. That's good. I mean, you kind of need that dynamic. I don't think you can force it. So if you can find it naturally, I think it works. With VGO, there's some nights where I'll just get off. I'm like, that's it, man. I'm done. I hate this. And then there's a lot of other times I'll go off, and go like, that was a lot of fun. You know, we really jived. There was some fun banter. But I think you need that for a podcast.
Yeah, but you guys, like, seriously, man, it's a fun show. You guys have your own thing going. You got your own rhythm, and it's just like it's good and it's unique. I mean, that's good. There's like so many video game shows that start and, like, you know, they talk, here's the news from the week. Let's get into it all. Like, you guys got your own rhythm, your own thing going, and it's great, dude. I love it.
Thanks. I mean, obviously credit does go to John and Michelle. They've been doing it a lot longer than me, but for some reason they keep me around for the last 5 years, even though they don't make me a co-host. But
yeah.
So, I mean, the onus goes on there, too, so.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate those kind words.
Yeah. It's like when Michelle was gone for a little bit, it was you definitely felt different.
Yeah, the dynamic was off for sure.
I'd love to do a show with Michelle, dude. I'd be way too embarrassed to ask, though. I don't know.
Well, you know what? We always have interactive shows, and I don't know why we haven't called more people in while we're on ride. I think we're just getting settled into our new home. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to say, when Michelle was gone, and I'm not just saying this because I'm friends with her, but when Norma was on with me, Norma, and John, I love those episodes too, because I think Norma is really well educated in games and she can bring a cool perspective to it. So that's when I felt the most that we're back to normal, when Norma was on the show.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
why I love podcasting with her and Ted and Sean on ZombieCast too, right?
Yeah, I've done a bunch of podcasts with Normie. Actually, she dropped into the Horrible Gamers for the first hour last night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, dude, it's fantastic. Like, that's, I reached out to her from hearing her on your guys' show. I remember she drank a Four Loko and she got too drunk. which later turned to her doing we did a Four Loko challenge on Horrible Gamers where we all drank one, and oh my god,
it's a bad influence.
My brain was like, it left, it didn't pack its bags or nothing, it just walked out, and it's like
I'm out of here.
Yeah, it did. I was trying to focus, I couldn't read, I couldn't like think, and I was just like, you know, it's weird because as a listener, you don't know that, but I'm like. Like, everyone's going to know this. Like, I'm just, I'm so messed up right now.
Probably extra sensitive to it. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's like, it's great, man. Cool. Couldn't send enough love to VGO. I left you guys that voicemail a couple months ago, and I felt like a dick.
Dude, have you heard our voicemails? Oh, first of all, no, it was a great voicemail. And I can never recognize the people that phone in. I only find out afterwards who they are. But B, like, yeah, our voicemails are all over the map. So never feel awkward about phoning VGO.
I know. But I left, like, I was like, I've kind of interacted with him. Matt knows my like, asshole-ish sense of humor. Maybe he'll get it. And I was like, voicemail. Yeah. I was like, yeah, John, like, I love the show where the main host doesn't finish video games or something like that.
Well, it's true.
And I was like, Michelle, like, dear asshole, great book. I haven't read it, but I read the Amazon reviews. And then I said something about you, but I was like, when you played it and John's like dinging his bell, ding, ding, ding. You're like, man, I felt like shit.
honestly, it's funny because it's hit and miss, right? Like some weeks we'll listen to like really bad voicemails without saying a thing. And then others will just be restless and talk over them. It's not fair to the callers, but that's the way it is. It's just a risk when you phone in.
Yeah,
but
we
love it. We'll do, that's for sure.
Yeah, the people might leave us a voicemail and we'll forget about it, or leave us Facebook questions and we'll forget to answer them. You get carried away in conversation. Sometimes things just don't work the way they want, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you do hear every single tweet and every single email and every single voicemail we do see, so they don't go to waste, and I'm sure it's the same for you. Like, you do see everything. It's just a matter of if they make it the show or not.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like your guys' show, man. You don't know what to expect. I mean, I do know what to expect. Like, I know when I'm going to listen to VGO, this is what I'm going to get. But it may be delivered differently.
Yeah. It's funny, though, because my dad, my parents are really cute. They're really proud of me and stuff like that, of the podcast stuff. And my dad's always like, oh, how can I listen to you? I'm like, Dad, no. I really don't want you listening to me on VGO. Maybe tune in the ZombieCast, but... Like, don't worry about VGO. I don't need your support in that right now.
Hey, I learned some stuff on VGO, man. I learned about dabs.
Dabs. <that's right>. Shatter.
Shatter. I learned stuff, man. Like, yeah, that's a great. Sure. So what got you into podcasting?
I think it was prior to VGO, I worked with Twin Galaxies.
That's
I worked
right.
in quotation marks because I did. I was their editorial director for free. And then me, along with a couple of buddies on the editorial team, were just like, let's do a podcast of our own thing. So we did a very, very limited run, and they're probably on the internet somewhere there. And then I was listening to VGO for a long time, and I just emailed John and Michelle and said, like, look, I work with Twin Galaxies. It seems to kind of be a crossover with what you guys are talking about. I'd love to come on and talk about it sometime. So, I did a first episode with them. We kind of jived well. And then I can't remember the natural order of things, but I just went on a few more times. I started coming back. John asked me back kind of week to week. I never knew whether or not I was coming on. It would just be like 10 minutes before the show. I just get a tweet from John saying, hey, are you coming on? Blah, blah, blah. And then they dropped me for 6 months for no reason. They just stopped calling me. I was like, this feels like shit. I guess they didn't like me. And then I think I just reached out again. It's like, hey, what happened? And that was it. So then... From there, I met Sean Freeman, and I started on the ZombieCast a couple times, and I instantly loved it, because that's, aside from video games, I just love kind of pop culture stuff, so, and Sean and I really, really jived well, and yeah, so then those two kind of got fired up, and The rest is history.
The rest is history. You know what, Sean Freeman, man, it feels like anybody's gonna jive, like, or anyone's gonna like fit with. Yeah. He just makes you feel comfortable. I mean, I've done Knuckleballer twice.
Yep.
Maybe one day I'll do ZombieCast, but it's like,
you're always welcome on ZombieCast, dude. Anytime, anytime.
Hell yeah, dude! I'd go. Sean said, "I'm trying to. I want to get Sean on here." Sean said, "Sean Freeman said he'd be down, but it's like his schedule is so hectic. I feel bad like asking him to do it on a weekend. It's like he might say yes because he's just that nice guy, but also like it might be interfering. He might do it, and then I feel bad because I'm like he doesn't get that much time off. He's constantly working or DJing.
His DJ stuff is blown up huge, and then he's also, he works hard and he's a good family guy. So, but you know what, honestly, he'll make the time for it, and I'll let him know that you want him on the show, and we'd love you on the show. We'd love to get new people's perspective on Walking Dead and stuff like that too.
Yeah, the Walking that's pretty good, dude.
Cool.
You have a new calling. So, okay, so you started off, you guys did a little small run on this other podcast, and you're listening to VGO, you get on the Video Game Outsiders. What is like your first impression when you go on the show? Are you nervous?
Oh, nervous as hell, man. Oh, First of all, you can swear on this, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. No, yeah, nervous as shit. I had notes and everything. I'd copied down the top scores of like all these arcade games because I was mistaken in thinking that we were actually going to really talk about video games. So I was ready to like answer all these like facts about like top scores and stuff like that. But then we just started kind of riffing and telling funny stories and stuff. So I eased into it pretty quickly. But then like, obviously, I don't know if you've experienced this, but the comments were just terrible. Like people hated me for the first little while on the video side. Oh yeah. It was like, I needed to go to therapy or something because, I mean, I had some people say, oh, this guy sounds cool, but a lot of them really did not like me. So that lasted about a year and a half trying to win people over. And there's still people who don't like me. But so that was the biggest thing I had to get used to because I'm a very sensitive guy.
Oh, Matt, you need a hug. Give me a hug.
Come on. Bring it in, bro.
Hater, squeezy. Stop it.
Oh, God. Stop.
Go.
Okay, awkward touch. Awkward touch.
That got awkward. Sorry, man. Well, that was.
I mean, you seem kind of in line with this stuff. Like people always say, you can't care too much what people think. But I don't know. It always affects me. It always like I want to meet these people in person and be like, let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Like I'm not an idiot. I'm not a jerk. Like just let's talk.
Dude, Matt. I love you, dude. Thanks. Heart to heart, man. Not the creepy kind of love, but no, seriously. It's like Like as a podcaster, I love your perspective on things. You have like a certain maybe I don't like that you talked about Alien Isolation for a year.
My God, I talked about it for five goddamn weeks.
I had to give you shit. But yeah, man, it's definitely not the same if you're not there, dude. Like no joke.
Thanks,
when you took a little sabbatical from ZombieCast.
Yeah,
I felt it, man. It was like, where's Matt at, dude?
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Well, I guess I'm back, kind of. I've been on it a bunch more, so
guess he's back.
That's always a touchy point, but yeah, I ZombieCast and VGO are kind of like they're my social life right now because it's really hard to get out. So, getting to talk to guys like you and getting to meet other people is what keeps me going.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I love this show, man. I love doing these one-on-ones, like. I've been listening to Matt for a while. We did play The Last of Us on PS3 once. I remember that.
A long time ago. Okay. Yeah. That's funny because when I was firing up the Skype, I'm like, pretty sure I played a game with him a long time ago. And that was like the first time we ever talked, too.
Yeah, we were playing. You're like, my PS3 overheats if I play for more than an hour.
It does.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, man, you just don't want to play for more than an hour. Just say that.
No. I find honesty is the best policy. If I just want to stop playing, I'll tell you. But no, literally, my PS3 died, like, I think, like, a month after that, so.
That was fun, dude. We did, like, a couple of good matches, but, yeah, it's always fun, like, to chop it up, especially when you listen to somebody for so long, and they're like, oh, I'm on the mic talking to him, man. It's, like, cool. I get a little nervous, but.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I got to push myself through that stuff. That's why I'm doing this, man. I'm, like, getting people on here like doing one-on-ones, like some of it sometimes isn't, I feel nervous, you know, some like if you're doing with Mike Caldwell and Gidget,
yeah,
which I did from the XD experience, I did that last week. If you guys haven't listened to it, go back, listen to last week's, but there's no way you're gonna feel uncomfortable with those two.
No, I mean they're great people as well. I don't think I've talked to Gidget, but definitely Michael Caldwell. I've talked to. He's on my Facebook all the time. So those are good people too. The whole community is just a bunch of great people, I find.
Yeah, exactly, man. From you guys, like I've met the Uncanny X Bros, and you know I'm doing shows with them. I've been on their show. They've been like. I've done Knuckleballer, there's a lot of really cool people out there that I think the people that I'm trying to bring on the show are people I'm fans of. So
yeah,
I want you on here so I could promote you. I mean, I don't have a huge following yet, but like these are the people that I love. You know, these are the awesome people that are out there.
Thanks, man. Well, likewise. I was saying before the show is your name always floats about our conversations. We really like what you're doing, so. It's an honor. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man. You can say all the nice things you want. I'll wait. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I got a whole list of them.
Cool. Your
Nintendo shirt looks pretty cool. Looks like you're rocking the beard. Your thumb looks well formed.
Oh, I see what you're looking at. I was like,
yeah, I'm looking at your profile.
I was like, I thought my camera's off. Wait a minute.
You got a good radio voice. Can I stop? This is getting awkward.
No, this is awkward podcast. This is horribly awkward. No, you don't, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up.
I don't need your opinions. But they're true, though. They're genuine. So thank you. I appreciate being on the show. And I gotta give shouts out to the All Games Network and also Riotcast for giving us an opportunity for VGO. They've been awesome hosts.
Dude, I was looking at some of the shows on Riotcast. There is some weird stuff on there.
There is, but it's also because I'm a huge comedy nerd as well, and there's some really cool comedians on there with their own podcasts. So I was kind of starstruck when I looked at that list, like Nick DiPaolo, I'm a big fan of, and just a bunch of people. They're all like the Louis C.K. crowd, and that's one of my best comedians.
So how is Canada, man? I gotta know.
It's Canada. That's a pretty generic question.
How is Canada? Like compared, it's got to be better than Fresno, California. It's garbage out here.
Well, it depends. I mean, there's some good parts of Canada, some bad parts of Canada. Generally, I am very patriotic. I don't think I'd ever move to the States. That's nothing against you guys. I just love what's going on here.
I think you're a gangster, man. You probably run shit up there, man. Matt Bradford is like, he's gangster. He just tones it down for a couple of podcasts every week to put out that, I'm the nice guy, I'm the polite guy. But on the streets, now you're like, book, book, book.
I run this shit.
Watch out, I run New York.
No, it's very, I can hear my kid yelling something upstairs.
Hey, kid.
Keep it down.
Shut up, kid. Shut up.
I know, that's like, let me turn the mic off, but you forget to mute it. You're like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up. I will beat you.
Shut up. Okay, guys, I politely ask him to leave the room. Yeah.
Guys, we had a bit of a talk. Right for the podcast. No, I love Canada. I don't think that's any secret. I'm not as vocal about it as you Americans.
Yeah, you guys got like killer moose out there, or geese and shit.
Yeah, you know, it's like Mad Max with moose out here. It's just you gotta fend for yourself.
You're just walking down the street and you hear like a like running. You hear the hooves on the street. You're like, oh shit! Boom! And you get hit like the what's his name in Jackass with that bullet?
Well, it's like The Walking Dead, except with moose. You just gotta kind of go from settlement to settlement, dodging moose.
It's a lot of walking around. Huh? It's like, how do you get internet, man? This is amazing.
Yeah, well, I found a settlement with working internet, so that's where I'm calling you from. So it worked out. The moose invasion.
You're on a McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
No wonder, man. So let's say, okay, so that's how you guys got to VGO. Okay, yeah. And then how'd you guys get picked up by Riotcast?
That is a behind. I don't know. They keep me out of these decisions, but I got a message from a show one day saying. You'll never guess who wants to pick us up and blah, blah, blah. And I was really excited. So I guess they emailed John with the offer because they found us and they really liked us. So John signed some contracts and yeah, we were invited over. It was pretty big.
Yeah,
it happened super fast too. Mm-hmm. That was a thing. Just like 1 week we were, you know, doing our thing. And then the next we're like, oh, I guess we're moving. Okay, cool.
Are you guys getting more attention over there?
I don't see the numbers.
No.
I think so. I'm getting like after every show, I get some comments from people on Twitter I've never heard from before or new followers. So, and I think our downloads are actually kind of getting up there. So I think, yeah, it's a new crowd, right?
Yeah, that's amazing, man. That must feel good. I love that.
It feels really good. Yeah, it feels really neat. I think it's just the opportunity to get in front of a new audience too. Like, obviously, the regulars haven't gone anywhere. You can still download us and stuff. But just to get out there to people who might not have known we existed was a neat opportunity too.
Yeah, that's you guys definitely deserve it. Like, it feels good to get comments and stuff back. You know, I do sometimes, and it always feels good every once in a while. You know, I love when people reach out. Just reach out and say you liked it, say you liked the show, say you liked the guest, whatever. It's like, it just when you get the feedback, it always feels good that somebody took the time to go out of their way to send it. Because, you know, most podcasters just listen.
Yeah, most are just lurkers, right? But no, I totally, it justifies what you're doing. It's like someone's listening. Even if it's one or two people, someone's being entertained by what I'm doing. So
yeah, it's definitely a good feeling. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm working. And, you know, most of the shows I listen to, I just listen to. They shout their voicemail numbers out. They put their emails out there. They put their Twitters out there. And, you know, I don't reach out to many of them. But the ones I do reach out to, you know, that's because they're like, something like special about it, like, you know, you guys, ZombieCast, all that stuff, Knuckle.
Yeah,
there's certain ones that stick out, and you're like, I gotta reach out and like say hi, because, you know, especially when people seem super friendly and you know you're not gonna be shut down. It's always fun.
Or it's not like a major comedian who's just got a podcast. What other podcasts do you listen to though?
Oh, dude, I mean, I can get into like my list. I listen to 40 hours a week of podcasting while I work.
Oh my god!
Like, I'm looking.
What do you do? I think I know, but what do you do?
I pressure wash sidewalks.
And you can have your podcast in while you're doing that.
Yep, I'm working nighttime. Sweet. I have a Bluetooth headset in, so the moment I get in my truck, I turn it on and I listen until the moment I get off.
That's fantastic. That's so cool. So you just get to like just have your own pretty much radio station.
Yeah. So I'm looking right now. I'm looking at my Stitcher. Stats. It says 5,773 hours since
Jeebus.
February of 2011.
Do you listen to, like, what are your comedy podcasts? Do you listen to a lot of those?
You know, I listen to Comedy Bang Bang. That's fun. You know, they do a lot of improv.
Yeah, buddy.
Improv for Humans is a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah.
I got so many. Like, now I'm listening to the XD Experience, and I'm listening to Uncanny, Knuckle, you know, ZombieCast, The Hollywood Outsider. Those are other friends of mine. Cool. Prank Call Nation, fantastic podcast. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't. Who does that?
It's a whole network of guys, so they have a bunch of different shows, and they literally spend 2-3 hours just prank calling. Some of the dude, they're really good at some of their prank calls. Like, oh, dude, fantastic. You will howl, dude. They'll find Twitter people on Twitter complaints, like through Comcast, and they'll call them between like their Comcast customer service. Asking about the problem, like if they got it fixed. They go into it pretty good, and they'll do a thing where, like, okay, I'm going to put you on hold, sir. I'm going to get the supervisor, and they'll play some hold music, but they won't really put them on hold, and they'll be like, hey, look at this fucking asshole, man. He's calling up, and he's complaining about blah, blah, blah. Let's just give him a $600 fee. That would be fun. And the guy can hear the whole thing. Yeah, then they go back like, hey, sir, hello. This is Ron Blackman. I'm in blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know I wasn't on hold, right? It's so funny, man.
That's funny. I'll give you a couple of recommendations if you haven't, if you're up to them.
Well, you can definitely spit them. I'm pretty like congested with shows. I don't know. Like, every time I meet somebody, like cool people, I like have to find a show that I'm not so into and like cut it off. I feel bad doing it, but what
you're like, you're chill.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, here's what's occupying my time these days. How Did This Get Made?
Okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Manzula and Paul Scheer.
Yeah, of course.
And,
Diane Rayfield. Isn't it Manzoukas?
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I've listened to this for honestly 2 years, and I'm messing up the names right now. One sec. I'm pulling up the things because I want to get their names right. June Diane Rayfield. That's Paul Scheer's wife. Anyways, yeah, it's just that's hilarious. I love that podcast. It's just they go through bad movies. But it's actually, they do it really good. Before You Were Funny is hilarious. It's just comedians reading sketches that they wrote at the very start of their career, which are usually really, really bad. So they're just live reading them, and they're just laughing about how bad they are.
That's funny.
Yeah, Before You Were Funny. Harmontown with Dan Harmon. I love Harmontown. He is a crazy man, but he's the creator of Rick and Morty and Community. So he just does like a live show every week.
Awesome.
And what's one more? Okay, this is funny. I kind of got tired of it, but it's I think you'd like it. It's called The Worst Idea of All Time. And it's two guys who every week they watch Grown Ups 2, the movie, and do a podcast like right afterwards. So they watch this movie, I think, like 40 times.
Oh, no. So, the same movie?
Yeah, so it's the same movie. So it's just like each week they're just progressively getting more sick and sick of this movie.
Oh, my
and
God.
So it's just their impressions right after they watch it. It's hilarious. So just you can just tell week per week they're getting tired of this.
Dude, that's definitely a fun idea, but I don't know, man. I couldn't imagine putting myself through that torture. I couldn't even barely get through the first time.
That's commitment for you. But that, just the levels, like they find stuff. Like they keep finding stuff to talk about it, but they get so into the weeds towards the end. It's pretty interesting.
Podcasting.
So that was
special.
My recommendation. Yeah.
You do anything you want. You can even watch The Grown Ups 2 40 times and then talk about it.
That's the beauty of podcasts.
Oh,
man.
God. But I couldn't even get through it the first time, man. That's like torture. All right. So enough about promoting everyone's
stuff. Oh, sorry.
I didn't bring you on here to talk about other stuff. You're on my schedule. So I'm going to cut all that out.
I'm sorry. I was recommending stuff.
No. You were not. Only thing I'm leaving in is the parts where you said, like, you love my Nintendo shirt and my thumb. Cut everything else out. It's going to be a very small podcast. So when you're listening on the feeds and this is only 6 minutes.
It's because Matt talked about shit.
Just joking. But look, we're here. We're
you're cutting out.
What?
You're cutting out a little bit on me.
Oh. No, my end is good. So it should be good because I'm recording on my end. So we're good. So
okay. Give me a second to respond if I'm not just kind of going through a rough patch right now.
Oh, you're going through a rough patch right now?
I'm going through a rough patch, man. No, I think of it now. Okay.
Can you hear my voice? We're doing a play, man. You're not going to play along?
Da, oh, da, da.
I am.
Johnny, can you feel me?
I am the VGO star. And I am
they
a guest.
They call me Irons.
I am a guest host every week. I am a guest host every day. One day I will break. I will break in and be the host, and John will not be.
John will like me someday. She'll barely tolerate me now.
I'm going to bring it down just a little low. Like, but one day I will fight, and I will fight, and I will get my strength tonight to be. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done on this show, but
that's
this is the
Phantom of the Opera voice. I like it. You're breaking out the opera.
Yeah, like, that was fun. I'm going to do a whole play like that. Let's do it. Ready? No, I'm just joking. Okay. let's talk about all the other cool stuff, man, that you're doing right now. Let's talk about like Guinness World. Like, what have you got in the Guinness World Records Gamers Edition?
Can you repeat the question, sir? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. The Guinness World Records. Wait, how do you say it? Guinness Book of World Records?
You can do it.
Guinness.
You can do it. You can do it. Guinness World Records Gamers Edition.
Well, you couldn't even do it.
Well, I got the book right in front of me, so I was just reading off of it. Yeah.
There you go. That thing, dude. What do you got in there? You wrote some articles?
So I've been working on that since 2010.
Whoa, that took you 5 years to write that?
No,
just joking.
No, I do like they've had me back every year, so it's just this year was a lot of just they gave me like 10 or so games and said research as many records you can find and write the text for them for the book. And they gave me a feature as well on mobile gaming. But in the past, it's been a lot of like, okay, we want you to do a feature on the history of video games that were made out of TV shows, or here's another topic, or here's a couple sections we want you to fill. So it's just every year is something different, which is pretty neat. But it just kind of puts me in contact with gamers across the world, which is kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. How long does it take you to put together the stuff you put together for one book?
A couple months. Like, they'll contact me in March, and then it'll be due, like, usually June. So it takes a lot of research. Like, it'll essentially be, you know, we're going to do a spread on Far Cry for the 2000 X edition. Find as many Far Cry records as you can. So I'll do the research. I'll contact the gamers. I'll try to verify it as much as possible. Then I'll submit it, and their editors will take a look at it. So it's a lot of back and forth as well.
Yeah, that's cool though, man. I like that. Like, that's It's outside the box. I didn't even know there was a Gamers Edition until you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not just saying it self-servingly, but I mean, it's a pretty huge seller. Like, if my buddy found it in Australia, it's across the world.
Dude, pimp it, man. Pimp it. Don't feel shame, man. Pimp it. Like, I wrote the article, man. If it wasn't for me and my article, it would sell half. I mean, let's be realistic, Matt. Come on.
Like, you. All right. It's my Canadian-ness coming out.
Isn't it say Matt Bradford's Guinness World Records? It was very small on the front.
Well, this year's edition will. It's Matt Bradford Presents Guinness World Records Gamers Edition.
Matt Bradford Presents.
Yeah, and it's just my picture on the front with my two thumbs like this. Games! Yeah, it's all me now.
That's amazing, man. I can't wait to not read it because I don't read, man. But
that's cool.
I didn't even know they still did those. Are people buying physical books?
Yeah, well, you know what a physical book is, though, right? It's like it's paper bound in a cover, and you open it up, so and you weird. Like you have to use your eyes. You can't like swipe through the pages.
Well, I know the eye part, but I like swiping.
Well, they have actual stores dedicated to these relics, and relics. You know, a good chunk of people still visit these stores.
Yeah, when you find a book, man, it's glowing like as if you Indiana Jones found a treasure. It says, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to really search through the rubble, and if you find one of these books, I think that's how they're pronounced, books, you can pick it up, and you can put it in your knapsack, and you can pull it out and read. I still prefer books. I don't have a tablet, and I've never had a tablet. I still prefer reading physical books. I think I always will, yeah.
Too much work.
Well, it's more work to charge a device to read words, like...
I know.
If I got a book, I just throw it into anything. My books get all like torn up and beaten, but I know if I drop my book in water that I'm not paying for another $600 book reading device.
Yeah, I guess. Just reading in general is too much work. Just give me a movie. I'll watch it.
Well, the concept behind like Kindle and stuff like when are you ever in a situation where you're like, I definitely need 100 books at my fingertip at one time? Like either you have zero attention span. Or you're in a deep Arctic station where you don't have access to books. I just don't see the need for something like that right now in my life. And that was my rants on Kindles.
Let's rant about Kindle. Like, people in their damn. It's weird because kids like nowadays are 2 or 3 years old, just flipping through cameras and phones and they using apps. Yeah. You're like, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. My son's now starting to learn how to like. Flip through the pictures and play videos and stuff. It's pretty fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk about ZombieCast. You get onto ZombieCast. How long have you been on ZombieCast?
I'd say about 2.5 years, 2-3 years. Yeah,
that's about it's been a long time. I've been listening for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening on there because I had reached out to Normie and she told me, I was like, are you ever going on VGO again? She's like, oh, I do two other podcasts. I'm like, oh, what are they called? And I've been listening ever since.
Yeah.
And right away, like Sean Freeman's like super cool. I had posted something on Facebook about, I want to start a podcast. He's like, do it, dude, do it. If you need any help, just let me know. I'm like, wow, okay, cool, man. That's encouraging.
And then he's very supportive of that stuff for sure.
Yeah, cool dude, man. But so you've been on ZombieCast, man. So how's ZombieCast going for you?
I love it. I mean, that's gone through some transformations in the past just with hosts and stuff, but I think it's almost been 2 years now ago. It was just me and Sean for a little while, and then we called up Ted, who we both had a lot of respect for because he did his Shh podcast for a while and we just knew him from the community. And we called Norma too because same thing. Like I'd done some stuff with her and I loved what she was doing too. And then they came on board and it's been fantastic ever since. It's just like every Monday, it's just joining a little family just to talk about zombies and other horror stuff for a little while. So I love it. It keeps me sane.
Yeah, the four of you guys together, man, you guys just work very well.
Thanks, man. I mean, that's just a small part of our family too. Like it's just a... people behind the scenes we talk to as well. So it's just a cool community. That's I think the appeal of it. And then everything you hear on that show is genuine. We just love the same things. And even if we don't, like we're respectful about them. Like I hated the movie Maggie and those three idiots liked it for some reason. So we got pretty heated about that one time.
Yeah, that's right, man. The movie was good, but it was okay. You know, it wasn't great.
No, it sucked. Sucks, Sean.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. I was like, yeah, I love the Schwarzenegger was just like a dude, but you know, Yeah. It was, like, I thought it was okay when I watched it, but now I think back about it. Like, I wouldn't spend my time watching it again. Definitely not.
Well, it's just, like, everyone was praising Arnold for acting, but I don't think that was acting. I think that was Arnold just, like, okay, I'll just look ahead into a camera like this and pretend to be sad for all my scenes. That's not acting. It was just, like...
Yeah.
Like, I hate when actors get praised for just, like, being depressed. Like, that's a really easy thing to act as. You just have no emotion and just say your lines slowly. That's what Maggie was for me.
Like, you guys on ZombieCast, you guys have like fantastic guests. Like a lot of like, do you ever? What was the guest that you've had? Have you had any where you felt really nervous?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of them. I mean, just all of a sudden we'll get in contact with someone really, really big, and we're like, holy shit, they're coming on our show. Okay, I'm trying to remember. Like Dave Fennoy was a big one for me because I love the Walking Dead video game series, and he's a huge voice actor. So I didn't want to screw that up. Cirque Michaels, who's the producer of the Evil Dead musical.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. We had a couple actors from Walking Dead.
Lou Temple.
Lou Temple, he's a fantastic guy.
Oh,
he's
hilarious. Love that dude. Like, you guys don't even need to talk. He'll carry the whole 2 hours for you if you wanted.
Oh, yeah, I was sitting back at my desk and I'm like, all right, this is going to be a long one. But, like, he's engaging to listen to, so it was pretty cool. There is that, I'm horrible with names, horrible, but she was the star of Starry Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Alex?
Alex Esso?
Esso, yeah. I was actually listening live that day, and like, man, she felt like a part of ZombieCast. Like, she fit in so well.
She was such a cool person. Yeah. There was no airs about her. She was just like, it felt like she was on the show before, so that was cool. And no, I mean, we were connected to Eli Roth for a little bit there, and so we were talking to him behind the scenes. And then Matt Moak, who used to do Talk Dead segments, always used to come on. And he still does from time to time. And we're in bed with his website, the Zombie Research Society. So whenever he comes on, it's a bit starstruck because, you know, he's done a lot in that space too. So, yeah, that's one thing I love about the podcast is just getting to meet all these people.
Enough already, sure. Matt. We know you're doing all this cool stuff, dude. Nobody cares.
Oh. Hey, you asked. You asked. Jesus.
It's like everything. Jesus, you just want to tell me about everything. I just asked you if it was going good.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, joking. No, it's going good.
No, man, I'm here.
You just cut everything before it.
This is a very short show.
Just welcome, cuts me going, yeah.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward. Today I have on Matt Bradford from VGO. I'll let him talk a little bit, and then, yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, seriously, man.
That's going good.
All this stuff is, like awesome stuff. I'm so jealous, dude. No, I'm not the mad kind of jealous. I'm just like, wow, like, one day, you know, like, I'm doing stuff like you, and then I got Normie, and I'm sure Ted will come on at one point. Like, stuff, like, all these shows with these people I look up to, man. It's so fun to be able to just talk one-on-one with people that I like or look up to.
Thanks, man. I mean, you're on the path, though, right? It's all, like, every person I'm talking to. I mean, Sean started ZombieCast. It's his baby. It's just perseverance, right? It's knowing that when you do a podcast, it's not going to take off overnight. It's going to slowly build a crowd until you reach 150 episodes and you realize, hey, this thing's actually doing well, right?
Yeah, I think we're at we just did episode 76 of Horrible Gamers, so I mean.
Yeah, so I mean, you're already past the hump where people usually give up, so there you go. That's your first thing.
Yeah, it's chaos in that show, man. It's beautiful chaos. Beautifully twisted.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. That's good, man. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, thanks. So I think I ran out of stuff, man. I think I ran out of all the fun stuff. Who are you again? Wait. I forgot your name. Mitchell? Matthew.
Mitchell Bradley?
Matt Bradford.
Well, that's me. Well, I got some questions for you because you asked me to prepare some questions.
I don't care what you did, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you asked me.
No, let's do some rapid fire, guys. Here's the rapid fire section. Rapid fire segments. We're going to spit 10 questions. You got 10 of them?
Yeah, I've got not 10, but I'll think of some as we're doing this.
Okay, cool. We'll do it. We're going to go. We'll spin them back and forth. I'll set a timer here for 5 minutes, and we'll get through 10 of them. You can make them up as you go if you want. Thank you for doing your homework. I appreciate it.
I mean, yeah, I kind of did, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I love giving you a hard time, man.
That's okay. Seems like a thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
All right. One sec.
Dun, dun, dun,
I'm typing out two more dun, as we dun, talk. Dun.
Okay. It's cool, man. You type out two as we talk. Or you can just make them up. You can kind of go off the rhythm of what I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. All right.
Let's do it. All right. I'll set it up and I'll start the first one. Matt, what is your most memorable episode of VGO?
The one where I yelled at that guy who made a documentary about some stupid game, and we yelled at each other for 2 hours straight.
That was a fun episode. Go ahead, man.
It was. I flipped my lid.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, what was the last movie you cried at?
Oh, I watched that one where the girl had cancer. No, it was called, I didn't really cry, but it was like Me, Earl, and a Dying Girl. Definitely a very sad movie. Tears didn't come out. I don't know when was the last time I had tears come out. Probably the one where the Home Alone kid died. What was that movie called?
Oh, really? All that time ago? I think. I was like, oh, I know. With Dan Aykroyd was in it too, right?
Yeah.
My girl.
I cry over a lot of stuff, but it's not because of movies. It's just because I'm sad.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say America?
Guns.
Oh, right on.
Sorry.
That's cool, dude.
Well, okay, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say Canada?
Unlocked doors.
Okay.
I don't know why. Do you believe in paranormal activity?
I do. I want to believe more than I actually do believe, though.
Yeah. You just want proof. Like, I know energy never dies and your body goes where's the energy go, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play off your questions here. What do you think happens when we die?
I don't think anything happens, man. Sadly, I just...
Is that too heavy a question?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a hard one to answer.
Did I get depressing with this one? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what happens, man. Like, really, I hope there's something else. Like, is there a heaven? Is there a hell? Man, I can't answer that. I would love... It's so sad because, you know, family members are going to pass away and you hope there's something more for them. Ah, that was deep, dude. Okay, let's get on deep. Who's your celebrity crush, Matt?
Female?
It could be a man or a girl. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I got man crushes on a couple guys. Not like, as in like, I really want to be friends with them. But female, she's a redhead. I can't remember her name. She was in Wedding Crashers.
Oh, first of all,
Isla Fisher and Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick is number one. I am a huge. I would marry her. And Isla Fisher. And you know what? I love Kristen Wiig.
That's mine. That is Kristen Wiig is mine, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We're halfway through, man. We got to speed up.
She's mine, dude.
No, halfway through. Okay. Speed up. Go.
What's your ideal Friday night?
Me just playing video games, chilling, hoping I don't have to work. It's my call-in night at work. So hopefully I don't get called in. I just hang out, dude. I don't really go out and party. I'm kind of a loner. What is your go-to search word on porn sites? Are you there?
Repeat the question. You're breaking up hard.
Oh, that sucks. What is your go-to word on porn sites? Search word.
What's the question?
We're getting a bad connection right now.
I can't hear you.
Damn it.
Yeah, we're getting
stop.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was all scrambled. We're going to have to we'll just go through them real quick without the timer because I don't know where we were at.
It was your question. We can just start from there.
Yeah, I'll set.
Do you want to restart the room? It's getting really crackly.
You mean the Skype call?
Yeah.
All right, I'll hang up. Awesome? I'll call you right back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, what is your go-to search word on porn sites?
POV.
Oh, nice.
shit, you kind of threw me off with that one. Who's the one that got away?
Oh, like a girlfriend? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You mean a victim?
Let's not talk victim. Yeah, let's go girlfriend tonight. Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a couple I still have a lot of love for. I'm not going to bring any specific names up. Yeah. But, yeah, there's ones. There's ones. And there's ones I definitely am not afraid to be left. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Got some.
Let's talk relationship history. Are you the dumper or the dumpy?
Started off as the dumpy, then got into being the dumper.
Oh, Matt, stud dude.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm breaking up, huh?
I used to run away from relationships. A little bit. Okay, what awkward event do you always replay in your mind?
I don't know, man. Anything I do that's awkward, it'll replay in my mind over and over. I got that OCD, and it just, I got, for days and days and days, it'll bug me. Like, everything about everything, man. I'll probably have things about this conversation that I'll be like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Just the way my brain works. So, everything. Okay, you walk into a public restroom without dividers in between the urinals. Do you use them, or do you hit up a closed stall?
I use them.
You do?
That's
you just
fun.
Like...
Yeah, who cares?
Nice.
Strangers can see my wing if they want. Easy one, cat or dog person?
I love dogs, man. I don't have either one. Like, cats are easy to take care of, and they'll leave you alone, so I like that. But I would always love to have a dog and never had one.
All right.
Have you ever fired a gun?
No.
Oh.
Have you ever been in a situation where you wish you had a gun?
No, I've never been in like a dangerous situation, but I'm sure I'll run into them at work, situations like that, being out at nighttime. Okay, if you could travel back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself something, what would you tell yourself?
Don't worry as much. Everything will be okay.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a great answer.
Yeah, worrying solves nothing. If you could change one thing about how your mind works, what would you change?
Stop being an overthinker.
Yeah, let me know how that works out.
Yeah, it doesn't work out. Oh, that's our timer. Who cares? Okay, Matt, dude, you've been caught up with the mafia. You're doing some dirty work with the mafia, and you're too deep with these mobsters. They have me and Mariana tied up. We've been kidnapped. We have bags over our heads. You have to choose one of us to eat a bullet, man. Me or her.
Sorry, dude.
Choose wisely.
Look, man, I love you, but Mariana is going to survive that encounter.
You never know, man. We could be besties. Okay. Well, guess that's
I know,
all.
But yeah, you know, I swore an oath to Mariana. She's the mother of my child. Like, you know, I'm sure you're good with kids, but I need to keep her around.
Yeah, that's all good, man. I appreciate your honesty.
Sorry. No. Oh, man. Now it just got bad. No, you for sure. She's going to eat that bullet, man.
No, dude. So quick. You chose the right answer. I always ask that question because I know I'm going to end up dying somehow, and it's great.
You just want people to tell you to die, basically.
Yeah, basically tell me to die. Hey, Matt, let's do some two lies and a truth, man. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you three brief stories, and you try to figure out which one's true, and we'll talk about I'll get into more detail if you want about the true one, but let's see if you can guess it. Are you ready? Man, we keep dropping to red, man. This is garbage.
All right. Yeah.
Are you trying to make out what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm trying to make out. Oh, yeah. What you're saying. Yeah.
It just keeps going red, yellow. It's weird, man. Okay. Here you go. Here's the three stories. I once was talked into putting a poem, like a creepy poem, into a girl's locker in high school. By some guys that I knew, and the chick was freaked out, and she had guys come and tell me to stay away from her, and like I felt like a creep forever. The second one is, I found a used condom in a park. We were all chilling at the park. I picked it up with a stick and placed it on my friend's face when he was chilling in the shade.
Ooh.
And the third one is, I was caught by security having sex in a school hallway. The cops came. We had to hide in a bush for 2 hours.
What bush? Wow, wow. So wait, one of those is true, and two of them are false, or that two of them are true, one of them is false.
No, one of them's true.
Okay, so sex in school, condom on the face, or what was the first one again?
Creepy poem in a girl's locker.
Okay, so one of those. I'm going to go the true one was being caught having sex in the school.
That is not true. Take another guess.
Oh, no. Okay, the true one is creepy poem.
That is true, yeah. Some guys like taught me into it. I don't remember. It was some creepy poem. I said that some girl was cute, and then I slipped it in her locker. She found it. Guys, some other guys came and talked to me, told me to stay away, and like I was very shy and stuff back then, and I felt like a creep. Oh man, that was an awkward situation. So I just devoted myself from that point on to never talk to women, and I haven't.
Oh, that's not the conclusion you should have reached.
That's not the truth. But but it was very awkward, man. I just thought about that the other day. I'm like, damn, that was awkward, man. Like, it was this creepy nerd, dude. It was very like closed off. It didn't do good for my self-esteem.
No, fair enough. But things happen.
Yeah, things do happen. What are your stories?
I'm killing time. Okay, this is the homework I didn't do, but I can do this. I can handle this. I'm just gonna riff. So I'm telling two lies and a true story, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, the first one was I was at a concert. It was Edgefest in Toronto, and I had one of those backstage passes because I won them from the radio station. And do you know Sarah McLachlan?
Yes.
Okay. So I was backstage. I was a little bit drunk, and I told Sarah McLachlan she's like one of my biggest crushes, and she got weirded out and asked me to be escorted from the premises. So every time I listen to her music now, I feel really awkward. And well, she's so good. Okay, my second story is I was at a baseball game with some friends, and I always used to do stupid stuff on dares. And so my friend said, you know, if you can get your nipple on that Jumbotron, we will buy like your meal for you. So thankfully, the camera got on us. I stood up, lifted my shirt, pointed at my nipple, and I got a free meal out of it. So there you go. The last one is, this was in, it was grade 8 or 9. My buddies and I, we found like three really nasty porn magazines in a garbage right behind the school. And we got in a fight over like who would take them home. And I brought one of them home. It was probably the nastiest of them. And my parents found it in my backpack. And I wasn't allowed to talk to those friends for a good solid month. But thankfully, my dad thought he threw it out, but I just fetched it out of the garbage again and brought it back in.
Oh, man. Dude, every kid finds porno. I don't think it happens as much nowadays. You got the internet. But, man, I definitely found some porn mags, like bags full of them.
Yeah, man. You had to work back in the day to get porn. I mean, that was a treasure, because otherwise, what were you going to do? Scramble channels? Like, no, you had to really work for it. So,
dude, in front of one of the Denny's, there used to be like a little newspaper stand where you could buy these little paper, like newspaper, small ones or little pornos and stuff. And they were like $1.50, man. It was incredible.
Oh, that's great. That was the golden age.
Yeah. That was back when they had a smoking and non-smoking section, and it's all smoking section, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. We'll smoke over here, and you can enjoy the secondhand smoke.
Okay, right, I think the porno one, I think that's the real one.
No. That's not the real one.
Really? The nipple?
The nipple's the real one. Yep.
Yeah. Like, damn, that one would be very awkward if you, like, got escorted, like, just because of a fan. Like, I'm a fan. Get the fuck out of here.
I did touch, like, Esther. She used to be a rock person back in the day. She might probably still is. But it was at Edgefest, and I touched her boob by accident. She made a comment, and I was really scared.
Who?
It was Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R. I can't remember. She... I don't know. It's not even worth it. But I touched some singer's boob, and it was really awkward. And she made a mention of it. So,
oh, that's awesome, man. I want to just touch some singer's boob.
Yeah. Well, I most of my life is awkward encounters. Like we were thinking the other day, my wife keeps reminding me. Like I always do stuff like this. I'll be walking away from my car, and I'll like, oh, I forgot to lock it. And I'll turn around, and there's two giant black dudes next to my car. And as soon as I press that thing to honk it, it's like, honk, honk. It looked right at me like, oh, you think we're going to rob you or something? Like, I do that stuff every day of my life. It's just one awkward encounter after another.
Yeah, that's a story of my life, man. We definitely bond. We can go out and do some awkward stuff, man. Be like, well, fool, I wasn't going to rob you, but now I am. All right, dude.
They just look at me like, oh, yeah, little cracker, you think you're up?
So what is the bottom line of this nipple thing, man? What'd you win?
I think, honestly, it wasn't even that big of a prize. It was just like they'd buy me like a hot dog. But back in high school, I used to, I don't know, I don't want to get in the psychology of it, but like if people dared me to do something, I'd usually do it. Maybe it was just that was my niche. Maybe I was just wanted attention. But like I'd jump into harbors and stuff like that. I'd do prank phone calls and... I just love doing that kind of stuff. I've mellowed out a lot since then, but
dude,
that
was, I remember when three-way calling was like just introduced. Me and my friend Alicia, we get on and we'd both have three-way calling, so we'd be calling each other. We'd click over to and dial random numbers, and then click back over so they're ringing. One person would answer, and then it would still ring, and then the other person would answer, and it'd be like, "You called me? No, you called me. What are you talking about?" I was like, "I answered the phone, and it was ringing." And then they would argue for a little bit. It was so hilarious.
That's awesome.
It was so random. Like, we didn't know who these people were. It was just, it was fun. Dude, prank calls are fun, man. That's why they got Prank Call Nation, man. Check that out, dude. It's hit or miss because prank calls sometimes work, sometimes don't. But when they work, man, you'll be thinking about it forever.
I'll have to dig it up because something me and my buddies did, we'd go to my house during lunch and we would get prank calls. Like, we'd record our prank phone calls, and we did that for like two solid years of just prank phone calls. We'd call like the infomercial lines. We'd call like local businesses. It was pretty funny. I should get you some of those recordings. We phoned Nintendo once, and I pretended to be a golfer. And I was really upset because I was in one of their games without my permission. And I got put through to like the Nintendo legal department. And I was just like, and I had my buddy as my lawyer on the line. We were like, we do not want to be in this game. We didn't give permission for it. And they were really upset, but they couldn't find me because it was a made up golfer name. But it lasted for like a good half hour. They're like, oh shit, we're getting sued by this golfer. But,
nice. Dude, that
sounds lame talking about it now, but it was funny just the reactions when you were doing it.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Let's do some would you rathers. I got a good one for you.
All right.
Okay. It's the end of the world and the world is in your hands. Would you rather eat a live infant child to save the human race and life will go on for all, or do nothing and watch everyone burn in eternal hell and suffering?
Holy Jesus.
Hey,
do I know this infant child?
It's just an infant child. It's a little baby, about 9 months. Really cute. You know, really, really, really cute. He's a little chunky. Doesn't cry a lot. He's alive. He doesn't cry a lot. He's a very good kid. He loves to smile and laugh. You have a fork and a knife, man.
He's a well behaved kid too.
He's a well behaved kid. Yeah, and he's definitely was like he definitely has the potential to grow up and be like something important.
Oh Jesus. Oh man. I guess I'd eat the kid.
It's a hard one, right?
I would swallow that kid. I it's the world, right? People are probably going to be not going to want to talk to me, but they'll secretly be happy I ate a kid.
Oh, but no one would know if you let the world burn in eternal suffering in hell. They wouldn't know it was because of you.
Yeah, but you got to weigh the pros and cons. Like it's one little kid isn't worth hell, but I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah, I'd still eat that kid. Yeah, hey, definitely.
Damn, give me some barbecue sauce. Let's go.
Let's lather that up. I wouldn't even wait to hear the second option. I'd be like, would you rather either kid? Yep, let's do it.
Get in my belly. Did you say baby?
Get in my belly. All right.
I guess I would do the same.
Right, I got one for you.
I would do the same, though. I mean,
yeah, well, you got it. You got to save the world. Okay, would you rather for the rest of your life have Taylor Swift's Shake It Off song playing in your head?
Oh, gosh.
Like, audibly. Or would you rather... Everything you smelled like shit.
Oh my god! Like everything, like eating everything. Oh, that's a
yeah. Everything, women, your favorite foods. Even if you tried to put up like one of those dangly scenty thingies, that would smell like shit. It would just make it smell more like shit.
What if I just got my nostrils like plugged forever? Like I couldn't breathe through.
You'd still every place your brain would just register shit.
Okay,
your nose doesn't have to be open. Yeah.
And the other scenario, is it playing like 24 hours a day?
Yeah, it's not playing loud, but it's just playing in your head, just on a low volume, just loop.
But I can hear it audibly. It's not like when you get a song stuck in your head and you sing it, or do I sing it in my head?
No, it's like it's coming from the next room over.
Oh God. Oh, okay. I can't. All right, dude. I'm gonna do Shake It Off. I mean, I love Taylor Swift, anyways, so. I'll just learn to love that song.
All right.
I'm thinking of it as like actual reality. I'm like, God, I would go mental. Like, do I want to just smell shit everywhere? I mean, it's just shit. I mean, what if I learned to love shit and then just the smell of shit's like, yeah, I love scat. Let's have a scat party.
Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility, but you never know, right?
Yeah. Two girls, one cup. Love it. Let's do it.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Yeah. One Guy, One Glass. You've seen that? Or whatever it's called?
I've never seen any of the X number of people and object movies. I don't want to.
Don't watch the One Guy, One Cup one. Dude, it'll mess you up. He just sits on a glass jar or something and it breaks in his ass.
I don't want to know.
You do want to know. Okay, yeah, I'll just listen to Taylor Swift all the time. What about you?
It's not my question. I'm not going to.
Oh, you got to answer too?
Oh, shit. I think I'd smell shit. I think I'd just smell shit for the rest of my life. I like Taylor Swift. I do. But if I heard a song on loop for the rest of my life, I think I'd drive myself batty.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I drive myself batty when you hear a song come on the radio twice in 1 hour. You're like, oh, God, come on.
Yeah, but you can't change it, man. It's Taylor Swift 24/7. Yeah. I mean, I love her. She's hot. And she's talented, but any song. It's just that one's especially, it's very catchy.
Yep, that's true, man. So, that's pretty much, you know what? Here, we got that voicemail. Let's play it.
Sure.
You might like it.
All right, let's do this.
I'd love for you to meet this person one day. I'm getting it. I'm getting it ready. Here we go.
Get it done. All right.
Hey, Sean. It's Norma. How are you?
Hey.
I just want to thank you and Michael for the really sweet words that you said on your last show. It was very nice and honoring for you guys to say that. If you could see me blush, I'm sure you could have. I'm shocked you didn't feel like the red beams beaming through your eyes. Sorry, I'm running. Can you tell? You know, so that was really sweet. I really appreciate it. I have a question. Here's a little scenario. So let's say you, and, you know, this question is also for your guest during the hour of your show. Say you are on a speed date, you know, where you sit down and you're timed and you have to do a 5-minute date. And then when the timer rings, you get up and you move to another table. Okay, so one of the questions is, you have to tell one of your most embarrassing stories that's ever happened to you. What story would you tell them? And obviously they have to reciprocate too. But what would be your embarrassing story that you would just have to let them know about? All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Yay, Normie!
Yay!
If you're on a speed date, like, what would be the question you'd... what would be the embarrassing story you'd tell on a speed date? I'm pretty open.
There's a lot of them.
I like to embarrass myself because I feel like if I can embarrass myself before someone else can do it, then, like, I'm winning.
Yeah.
You get that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think everyone has to have embarrassing moments. Yeah.
But I'm always like, I'd rather reveal them before somebody else does. But on a speed date, man, I'd probably not say anything too stupid.
Yeah, I'd probably kind of tone it down.
Yeah, I would probably tell them how awkward I feel on the speed date. I'm more like a guy like, oh, I'm really nervous right now. I'm more like just speaking my mind out loud, even though I feel anxiety and stuff. I'm more talking about it. That's more what I would do in a speed date. I wouldn't be like, hey, look, this one time, you know, I was wanking it in the shower. I slipped and broke my wrist. And that's not a true story.
That's a true story.
That's not, dude. Shut up, Matt.
Definitely a true story.
What would you do?
That came pretty easy for you. I think that's a true story. I don't know. I'd probably be on it. I don't know. Like I said, I have an embarrassing story every day. I would probably tell... Let me see here. Embarrassing story.
Hey, Matt, what brings you to this 5-minute speed date? I know my voice sounds weird. I used to be a man, but...
That's cool. Well, you know, love comes in many forms. Well, there was one time... I was in a big group of people in a leadership role. It's like a crowd of 50 people. And a buddy came in a tuxedo. I'm like, hey, who died? And he said, my uncle. And I wanted to get out of that room pretty quick. But that was just the start of the meeting. So I had to sit there like a jackass while everyone thought I was an asshole.
You were definitely an asshole.
I was definitely an asshole. That was that. Yep, he was right. I was an asshole.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Normie, for the voicemail. Really appreciate it. And, you know, actually know the guest. You should meet Normie someday. Matt, you would love her, man. She's so nice.
I know. I was supposed to meet her last year at Walker Stalker, but she couldn't join us. So we're hoping to get together this year somehow.
Yeah, it's so hard when everybody lives everywhere.
Yeah, like you're on the other side of the freaking planet right now, aren't you?
Yeah, California. But everyone's dream is to come here where it's shitty, man. So if you're ever in town in Fresno, I doubt you would ever be in Fresno.
Why is L.A. shitty?
Well, LA is just congested. I don't go to LA much. I'm about 5 hours from LA. But it's just congested. I mean, it's always fun to visit. Traffic sucks.
Yeah, Toronto traffic is the worst in the world.
Toronto?
It sucks.
Oh, Toronto. I think it was voted like the worst traffic in North America, and it's probably true.
That's fantastic, man. So it looks like I don't know what else to talk about. We got a couple minutes left, man. You got anything you want to talk? Anything you want to plug? I mean, what's on your mind, dude? What's on Matt Bradford's? Hey, Matt, what's on your mind, buddy?
I'm gonna dig a little bit into video games because I am so psyched for Fallout 4 right now.
Oh yeah,
I'm dying to play that game. I'm hoping to get a review copy. I tried to pull a hey, I'm kind of doing stuff in video games. Can I get a free copy? So. I'm checking my mail every day for it, but if not, I'm absolutely going to buy it. That game's going to dominate my soul.
Yeah, that game's going to be long, man. Did you play The Witcher?
I did. I didn't finish it, though. I feel that's my guilty play. I put 100 hours in that thing. I'm just on the last mission. I just haven't gotten the energy to get back into it.
Yeah, that's right. You and Michelle both always talk about how like someday you'll go back and finish it, but it's so hard when you leave a game to go back. I don't know what it is.
You get invested, like you're so invested when you're playing it, but once you go off to another game, you're like, who am I supposed to be caring about again? What weapons do I have? What spells did I use? And The Witcher is so complicated that, well, it's not complicated, but it's so in-depth that way, right?
Yeah, you know what, dude? I hit the 100-hour wall as well. Like, and it doesn't matter what the game is. I love The Witcher 3. I hit that 100-hour wall where it's like I lose interest and I want to just get out. I did the same thing with Dragon Age Inquisition, hit that 100-hour wall.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I'm just pushing through. I'm like, okay, I'm going straight story missions and that's it. Right now, I'm playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate, man. It's fantastic.
It's a good one, eh? I think you guys are changing my mind about that. I think I'll pick that up after Fallout 4.
Yeah, I know you. What was the last time when you played? Was it Black Flag?
I've played everyone up until now. Like the last one I played, I think, was Unity.
Oh, you did play Unity. I couldn't remember. Yeah, it's like this new one has a lot of stuff, man. A lot of really good stuff. Like you can't accidentally jump off buildings anymore to your death. The zip line is incredible. Just zipping from building to building and up buildings. Like if you need to get out of a firefight, you just zip up the wall like Batman. It's pretty dope.
That's cool.
The worst thing in Assassin's Creed is when you're trying to get away and you're trying to climb up a wall to get away and you're getting shot and you drop. And you try to climb up the wall again, you get shot, and you drop. You're like, come on! Fuck!
Yeah.
That new one's great.
It gets pretty frustrating, yeah.
So Fallout 4, man. Are you gonna put all 400 hours into it?
I have to. Like, I Fallout 3 I did. Just I never got tired of it, because that game is just brilliant. But definitely Fallout 4.
I didn't like Fallout 3. I tried playing it. A bunch of times, I couldn't get into it. I wasn't in the right mind state. I tried, like, the first 5 hours of it. I get out of the vault, and I, like, lose interest. Because there was no run button. That really, really irritated me.
Was there no run button? Are you sure?
It's one speed, man. Even on PC, they put in a mod where you can do... I did it on PC. I found a mod where I can run. So you, like, automatically all the time running at 2x the speed or whatever. You can set it higher. It's like
that'd be better.
Yeah. The first one, yeah, you're just walking. You just kind of jot all the time. Just do-do-do-do-do. Walking through the wasteland, through the wasteland.
Well, you know what I love? Like,
I'm just looking for red scorpions, blah, 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 blah.
But you know what I love? Fallout 3 was like, it's all grays and stuff like that. But the Fallout 4, I think, is going to be amazing just because it looks like the color scheme in this one just looks much brighter and just an interesting take. I think that's going to do wonders for it.
That 50s vibe, the 40s or 50s or whatever it is, you know, AM radios and I love it, dude.
Cool. The retro feel. No, I'm going to be all over that. All over that shizzle, my friend.
Yes, sadly, Tomb Raider comes out the same day and Tomb Raider, the reboot that's a reboot.
The rabbit?
That's like my all-time favorite game. I freaking love Tomb Raider. So that I'll be playing that first, which I imagine that's going to be a 30 or 40-hour investment, and then I'll be playing Fallout directly after that. But I can't wait for both those games. This is like...
Putting Fallout on the back burner?
Dude, because if I put Fallout and then I play all... Like, Tomb Raider's on the top of my list, and I don't want to have to play 200 hours of Fallout and then Tomb Raider, so I'll play Tomb Raider first. I can knock that out in a week.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I don't actually. I think you're crazy, but you do what you need to do.
Dude, you don't know how much I love Tomb Raider.
Apparently a lot.
Apparently, yes. Tomb Raider
you're
and
like
Bioshock
Gabe
Infinite.
And his peers. Yeah, be a Bioshock for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be another Bioshock game?
I hope so, but I think somebody will pick it up, you'd hope, just, you know, to do like what they did with Bioshock 2. Maybe somebody else picks it up, takes over, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Those are always amazing games. I'm never upset with a Bioshock game.
Yeah, I just played it recently on PC, man. I was playing it at like 1440p, and I was playing it at like a constant 144 frames. Dude, it's so smooth. It looks so beautiful, man. Oh, man.
Oh, we got a PC master gamer over here.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, okay. Have you ever played a game at 144 frames per second? It is like the smoothest thing ever.
The eyeballs can't see anything past 60 frames per second.
That's totally bullshit, man. You can totally see the difference. I hate when people say that. It is so smooth, man. Oh, God.
You know, I mean, like, I would get into PC. It's my PC rant. I think PC champions, the PC master racers, I think they're a bit hypocritical sometimes because they're always like, yeah, it's so easy to get into PC. And then if you even try to get into like a PC forum, it's just like everyone saying how each different part is better than the other. And it's just so complicated to build a PC. And then you got to upgrade like in a year. And it just seems like such a complicated undertaking to get into PC gaming. I always get intimidated and I always stop thinking about it.
Yeah, I totally get that, but it's not really, I bought a PC that had pretty much really good specs, and then all I did was swap the graphics card out, which is about $350, and then I had to get a power supply though, a bigger one to actually power that. To have the power to run that, it went like, oh, my overthinking mind, man. It drove me crazy for months and months. I'm researching. You don't have to upgrade every year. Like if you buy a memory card, or if you buy a graphics card, man, that could last you 4 years and it's still going to be better than consoles. So I mean, but if you want to keep your games running at 1440p and you want to have those high frame rates, then yeah, you'll have to. As the games get more advanced, you have to like upgrade your cards, but. It's not that bad. It'll always still be a little bit better. But, Matt, stick with consoles. It's so much easier. You put the game in. You play it. You don't have to worry about settings and why am I getting screen tear and why my monitor refresh rate and my graphics card. It's complicated, man. It takes a special – it just takes that person who wants to devote themselves into sometimes headaches, man.
I think that's a major selling point for me. Like, I know – PC gaming is probably tech. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sean, come back. Okay, sorry. I know PC gaming is probably technically better, but for me, it's just, I just love knowing I can sit down, turn on one button, and I'm playing a game, and I don't have to worry about it. And it's easy to get into. But, eventually I'll get into PC gaming because I know that's not a good excuse.
I hope this podcast sounds good on my end when I edit this in a minute. Hopefully it's not scrambled. That's gonna suck. It'd be such a big waste.
Yeah, it was a great time. I enjoyed myself on this.
Yeah, man, it's fun. This is what I want to do. I love listening to podcasts when they have guests and they come on, like especially when Sean Freeman does it. He has a guest on, he hypes them up and he's like, yeah, everyone go listen to their show. Yeah. Well, like that stuff makes me feel good as a listener, so like that's what I want to do. That's all this show's about. I pick all the people. I handpick my
favorite
people.
That's cool, man. Well, thanks. It's an honor, my friend. And hopefully, was I an okay guest? Did I talk too much? I talked too much today.
Nah, dude. You're supposed to talk, man.
Sorry.
Yeah,
hopefully. I'm going to tell everyone, that Matt came on my show and just talked too much.
Oh, what are you talking about, dude? I could just sit back and listen if you want. Go ahead. Go, Matt. Go, Matt. You got the next hour for you to yourself, the Matt Show. Go. You're the main host.
I got to get back to parenting eventually. No,
don't
I got to
do that.
No,
dude, the
done.
Kid will be around for the next, whatever, 17. How old's your kid? 16, 17 years? He'll be around.
Yeah, he's 3. So we usually kick him out around 15 in my family. So, yeah, another 12 years or so. Yeah.
You cruel Canadians. God. Okay.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
What? Anything else you want to talk about before we head out?
I don't know, man. Yeah, listen to ZombieCast and VGO, and if you've got a voice acting project that you need a guy for, let me know.
Yeah, you know what? That's your great. your voice acting thing was cool. I remember you had that little promo that you put out, and like you were talking about old people in rest homes or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I've done a bunch of things, but yeah.
It's been a while, man, but it sounded pretty good.
Thanks. It's a slow slog. I don't feel comfortable saying a voice actor yet, so I got to get a couple gigs under me, but hopefully soon.
You got your voice in Combat Kids.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. That's well, Ted should be most proud of that. But
dude, he got 100K views in less than a week, man. That's pretty fantastic.
120 now.
Oh, 120, so, damn.
Yeah, so that thing's taken off. Watch that, Combat Kids with a K.
Yeah, I'm trying to promote it. Like, everyone go check out this. And like the people on half the people on Twitter don't actually like respond or probably look at my shit. So it's like I'm not doing anything, but he's getting like Ed Boon to post it out and stuff, so he doesn't need me.
But yeah, but hey, every bit counts, right?
Every bit. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I watched it. I was like, wow. I was texting Ted the whole time I was watching it. Like I was like, this is this is good, man. This is really good. This is like South Park meets Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it was huge. So go check it out.
What do I sound like on your end? Am I all scrambled still?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but hopefully the recording is not going to be messed up.
Yeah, I believe it saves locally on here because you sound fine. I mean, constantly just keeps saying internet connection problems and it goes yellow. The internet connection problems and it goes yellow. I'm like, what the hell, man? Insider podcast insider Skype. I hate
inside
Skype.
Inside baseball.
So mad, dude. Okay, so anything else you want to plug? Plug it in, man. Where can they find you? Where can they? I know you don't.
Find me on Twitter. What's that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, right. Oh, Twitter, Matt O'McFly, MattOMcfly. Where else?
You sound like the air sleeping out of your PSN. Brain.
I'm on PSN, but I think you're just like you're about to say. I typically just play by myself, but it's M Bradford. If you want to find me and shoot me a little friend thingy, I'm always happy to say hello to people.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, man. I sent you party requests before, like, hey, I want to say hi to Matt. I see him on, and then it's like denied. It sends me that little thumb, that little middle finger. It says denied. Like,
yeah, that's my custom like denial. I just send that out to everyone who tries to reach out to me.
You should just answer the call and go, fuck you, leave me alone. I'm sorry.
Who do you think you are? Don't interrupt.
Who do you think you are? I'm just playing the game here. Leave me alone, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'm an only child, right? Because I grew up playing games because I just wanted to play by myself. So like this whole multiplayer thing just like doesn't click with me for some reason. It's weird.
Yeah, just forget multiplayer, man. It's like you don't have enough time, especially if you have a family. Just play single player and play it bit by bit until you're done.
That's what video games are for me. It's a relaxing thing at the end of the night. That's when I don't want to talk to people. I just want to put on a game and just like zone out.
Okay, before we go, Matt, what is one thing you've learned on today's show?
I learned how cool of a dude you are. Also, that you really like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and Kristen Wiig, dude, that's my celebrity crush, no joke. I love
Sweet Mom.
Wait,
Kristen it's worthy.
Wiig. Yeah, what'd you say?
Yeah, well, it's a worthy crush. He's Tina Fey, I think I'd place a tiny bit above, but I mean, I wouldn't kick them both out of my house, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't either one. But with Kristen Wiig, dude, I'll watch some dumb movies she's in because she's in, I'll watch every single one.
She's a great actor. You should watch. Have you seen the show Wet Hot American Summer? Like the show?
No, I haven't.
She's in. It's hilarious.
Oh, she's in it. That's right.
Check that out.
Yeah. I haven't even seen the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do that one day. Okay.
They're good. They're funny. It's a different kind of humor, but it's good.
Okay, guys. If you guys like Normie left me a voicemail, you guys can leave me a voicemail at 510-600-3475. Leave a voicemail, and I will play it on the show. I just, you know, whatever. Just like to have a good time. You can find me on Twitter at awkward_podcast or horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Send me a voicemail. I've never gotten a voicemail. I'd love to get a voicemail. I mean, not voicemail, an email. Send me an email. Type some stuff, dude. Do it. Spend the time.
Hey.
I would love to read it. If you're on iTunes, rate me. If you're on Stitcher, give me a thumbs up. Same with Podbeans if you're on there. At Horrible Gamers is the other podcast I do. You guys could find, it's Horrible Gamers Podcast, but it's at Horrible Gamers on Twitter. And we do a live show every Saturday at 7 p.m. Twitch.tv/HorribleGamersPodcast. That's gamers with the Z. And we have Facebook groups. We have a Facebook group on Facebook. Obviously, it's on Facebook. Horrible Gamers. Come and join that. And at They Call Me Iams, that's my Twitter, my personal Twitter, and as well as my gamer tags. Last week I did a show with Michael Caldwell and Gidget Lynn. I just want to plug that one more time because that was a fantastic, fun show. Those guys are amazing. And also, I just want to give a shout-out. This is a random shout-out, but to Uncanny X-Bros. They did a podcast last week with DC comic colorist Alex Sinclair, and it was a really great interview, and those guys were super stoked to get him on because they're obviously comic book nerds. I love them for that. So go check out that show. It's pretty great. I think it's episode 8 on their feed. So it's probably the latest one if you go check it out within this next week. And I just want to say thanks for listening. And we had a good time. And Matt, dude, you are awesome.
Yeah, likewise, man. Good show you got going here.
Thanks, man. I really do appreciate that. I really appreciate you taking your time on the weekend to come and hang out for an hour and a half.
You bet, man. It was fun.
We'll do like a little skit. I'll just fucking start talking, just roll with it. We'll do that for like a minute or 2 minutes, and then I always check those in the front. They're always fun. Also, maybe afterward, if you can give me like a bumper. I'm starting to do some bumpers and stuff. Put those in the beginning of the show. I got a bunch of people on those. That's always fun.
Yeah, sure, man. Tell me what you...
I'm trying to get my buddy Brink, who's on the Horrible Gamers. Like, he's been listening to VGO as long as I have. Years and years, and he really wanted to come, but then he had to go take his kids to the zoo today. I was like, man, you should come on, dude. Matt, me, you, Matt, we'll have a good time. And he had to go do the zoo.
Oh, boo, zoo.
Like, you gotta get him on Horrible Gamers. I'm like, man, it's hard, man. It's like Saturday nights. It's like, it's tough.
Yeah, Saturdays are ridiculous, stupid.
Yeah. Okay, how do I do this? I kind of break through this hangover, man.
Were you out late last night for
Halloween?
Yeah.
I don't go out, dude, and I don't drink, but when I do, I'll go out and drink. I drink too much.
I hear you, man.
I came home, I tried to watch Fargo, the new season. I couldn't even get through the intro screen. It made me dizzy. I thought I was going to throw up.
I love that last season. I love the first season.
Yeah, this new one's good, too. There's a lot of cool people in there. Okay. Okay, let's see. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, we just gotta just make up a little skit. Hey, dude. Okay, you fucked me up.
Sorry.
It's all good. Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, man. It's never great. It's just like, whatever.
Hey, I thought that was great. What are you
doing? Yeah, that was great. I mean, I'm just saying it's never like I get in my head like, why did I say that? It was stupid.
Whatever, that's improv. Who cares?
Yeah, it's fun, man. We're gonna do a bunch of shows like that where we just do that for like 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Just to drink or smoke beforehand and you're good to go.
Ooh, couldn't handle that. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to the...
You do your thing, man. You do your thing.
Doing it. Here we go. We are back.
Hey, my fault. Sorry.
This is the next day. We were recording on Saturday. Now it is Sunday. We're going to leave. So we're going to start off where we left.
We're not going to get an argument this time. I'm not going to quit. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and I'm leaving all this stuff in, Matt. I appreciate it. Like, I'm not going to cut all this stuff out.
That's fine.
I'm
let's
just playing. I'm playing. I'm definitely editing. I'm just going to be a solo podcast, editing everything you said out.
No, yeah, no guests this week. Yeah.
No guests, but it looked like I was talking to somebody. I'll just edit in my own voice, like, yeah, Sean, yeah. Zombie Castle is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's going good.
It was a boot to get bitter, man. Okay. A boot. Okay, here we go. I'll start the timer again. Here we go. Rapid fire segments. Oh, I need to pull my notes back up. Where are my notes? Freak. Freakity freak. Wait, they're here, aren't they? Yeah, here we go. Here we go.